We have mostly clear skies, and we're at 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM in Richland Center. The news at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New unseen evidence unsealed in a 165-page filing in the federal election case against Donald Trump.
The filing shedding new light on this moment during the attack on the Capitol when Vice President Mike Pence was taken to a secure location by the Secret Service. Trump was informed by a White House staffer who hoped the defendant would take action to ensure Pence's safety. Instead, Trump allegedly looked at him and said only, "So what?" Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges brought by Smith. The former president's campaign bashing the filing as election interference. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
The election just over a month away. Israel hitting an apartment in central Beirut. Officials say 7 Hezbollah-affiliated civilian first responders were killed. The strike coming after at least 8 IDF soldiers were killed in clashes with Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. Helene is now the deadliest hurricane to hit the continental U.S. since Katrina. The death toll nearing 200 people in 6 states. Still more than a million power outages. This is ABC News. Bank of America is apologizing after some sort of problem left people across the country seeing all zeros when they looked up their bank account balances. Officials at the bank say the issues have largely been resolved, but so far they aren't saying what happened. New trouble from an old bomb.
It was a 500-pound bomb dropped by the U.S. in WW2 embedded in the ground that suddenly blew up Wednesday at Miyazaki Airport in southwestern Japan. A video recorded by a nearby aviation school showed the blast spewing pieces of asphalt into the air like a fountain. It left a large crater in a taxiway. It forced the cancellation of more than 80 flights, but no injuries, say Japanese officials. No aircraft were nearby. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Runners at a half marathon in Canada suddenly getting some unexpected competition. A goat broke out of a pumpkin patch in a Conception Bay South and decided to join the race. When Joshua the goat finished, organizers made sure that they got a medal. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. An update on sports is sponsored by Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jackson Cherio tied the game in the eighth inning with his second home run of the night, and Garrett Mitchell delivered a two-run shot later in the inning to give the Brewers a 5-3 victory over the Mets that even their National League wild card series. The teams will play a decisive Game 3 coming up this evening. The Brewers will attempt to become the first team to rally win a best-of-three wildcard series after losing the opener since MLB went to the extended playoff format in 2022. San Diego a winner against Atlanta 5-4. Detroit 5, Houston 2. Kansas City 2-1 over Baltimore. From the NHL, Florida 2-1 over Tampa Bay in overtime. Nashville 6, Carolina 4. Winnipeg 5, Calgary 2. Seattle 6-2 over Edmonton. Anaheim beat Utah 5-2. And the NFL new weekend begins this evening. Tampa Bay plays at Atlanta.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, it's a good idea to talk to your provider about your risks. Breast cancer is the second most common type of cancer in women. In fact, 1 in 8 women will develop this cancer sometime during their life. But early detection saves lives. So talk to your provider about scheduling a mammogram. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 77 degrees and northeast winds around 5. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 47 with a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight. Tomorrow, nice, pleasant, 70 degrees. For Saturday, 78 with a 30% chance of a few showers at night. In Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 40 on this Thursday, October 3rd. Another day, another Brewer game. I was wondering last night when they were down early in the game, but they were able to come back and right the ship with some heroics by the youngsters last night. Here's Crystal Gale on WRCO FM 100.9.
lasting love. Not many people find it, but those who do, they're whole life through, put their heart and soul behind it. A long and lasting love. A long and lasting love is what I always dreamed of. And when I looked into your eyes, I knew I'd really seen love. A long and lasting love. Lasting love we share for many reasons, a special bond that goes beyond the changing of the seasons. Long and lasting love, long and lasting love, someone I can care for, someone to
Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend. It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Your calendars for this Friday and prepare for an epic clash of legendary libations. Are you a super sip or a master of vino? Choose your side and join the battle of vintage proportions. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., embark on a heroic quest throughout downtown businesses, tasting fall-inspired wines, beers, and ciders. Power up with every sip as you explore the finest flavors our city has to offer. And the adventure continues. From 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., dance the night away at the Phoenix Center. Bring your own chair and celebrate your conquest with an electrifying party. Assemble your crew and join them for an unforgettable evening of fun and flavor.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Recently had a chance to see him in concert during his, what would it be, 35th anniversary of his very first album, and played a lot of the songs like that one right there. In fact, he played the entire album, but he is a very talented artist and still sounds and pretty much still looks the same as well. I can't say the same for me after 35 years, but oh well, you know, still here. They propped me up, and we're back to bring you up to date here today with a news, weather, and sports update at 6:30 and regular features along the way, a chance to win a bit later on, an exciting Brewer game to recap, and more homecoming news with Richland Center homecoming going on this weekend, and we'll have details a little bit later on during our morning show visit with more community friends about some things going on in the area, including the Wine Walk tomorrow night in Richland Center, put on by the Richland Chamber, and some other events. Right now, Randy Travis, this is one released earlier this year, using AI technology, bringing his voice back to the airwaves.
Like diamonds, and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. There ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. Touch that told me I was the one, and there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself, it's a great big world of girls are everywhere. Oh, but now I know there was only one, and there ain't no more where that came from. Came from. Oh, where that came from.
Turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its truth. trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love
Combs on WRCO Country and Community. 39 chilly degrees. Some of the movies released on this very day include School of Rock. That was a fun one back in 2003 with Jack Black. Also released on this day, a movie called Fangirl, Foster Boy. I don't recognize some of these, so not some big ones. Beverly Hills Chihuahua. That was not an Academy Award winner, but I've heard of it. 2008. And a movie called The Cult of Chucky, one of those scary Chucky doll movies released in 2017. So a few blockbusters over the years released on this day. It's hard to know anymore what's released as streaming, how to kind of decipher that, but a lot more are kind of going directly to stream. Ones that a lot of times that I want to see, a lot of times remakes. They really recently remade and released a new Beverly Hills Cop movie that I'm intending to see somewhere.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO 100.9. FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. We're headed toward a high of 77 today. It'll be partly cloudy and mild. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, and then clearing, a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, and a high of 70 degrees. Right now, we are at our overnight low. It is 39.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. On this Thursday morning, some news notes on the state scene. Republican Liz Cheney, one of Donald Trump's fiercest GOP antagonists, will join Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin for a campaign event today. The first stop on a two-day campaign swing for Harris, the Democratic nominee. She plans to hold another rally in Flint, Michigan on Friday. Donald Trump will hold his own rally in Michigan on Thursday. He's appearing in Saginaw County, a crucial swing state in the area. Also, the presidential campaign's focus on Wisconsin today will be at Ripon College as well. Ripon, known for the historic birthplace of the Republican Party. Donald Trump's Sunday stop in Juneau will come just days after his events in the Democratic strongholds of Milwaukee and Dane County as well. Wisconsin residents are sending a lot of ticks to researchers this year. Marshfield Clinic is doing a long-term study on the tick population in Wisconsin and how it's changing. Researchers asked people who remove or find ticks to send them in, and so far over 5,400 have been submitted. In addition to the more common deer tick, which carries Lyme disease, the team also received 13 Lone Star ticks, which are rare in the state. A bite from the Lone Star tick can cause an illness that makes people allergic to meats and other animal proteins. A massive fire at a Western Wisconsin recycling facility is finally out. The blaze broke out at Omaha Track in the town of Campbell on French Island, just outside the city of La Crosse, around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday. The facility grinds up scrap railway ties and other materials into chips that can be used as biofuel. Flames and smoke from the fire could be seen for miles. Campbell Fire Chief Nate Melby says multiple departments battled the fire for more than 20 hours before finally extinguishing it around 11 p.m. late Tuesday night. Melby says no one was injured and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Wisconsin humane groups are helping animals displaced by Hurricane Helene. A group of 45 dogs and cats survived in Wisconsin on Wednesday and were taken to various shelters in the state. The Dane County Humane Society is assisting with 10 cats. Spokeswoman Lisa Bernard says that will be open space in affected areas to handle local lost pets and reunite them with their owners. DCHS will let the public know when the animals they received are up for adoption. Finalists are named for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Over 130 products were initially nominated for the competition, which looks to highlight the state's diverse manufacturing industry. The eight finalists include the Dauntless Maple Syrup Evaporator, the Works Burger Blend Seasoning, custom-built metal benches from Production Grinding and Machining, the X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor, Revo Magnet Trigger Alarms, Jolly Good Soda, Minocqua Popcorn and Puffs, and Military Medals and Insignia. The winners will compete in matchups to determine the top four, and those four products will compete in one final popular vote round to determine the ultimate winner. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DATCAP, will hold a global dairy summit coming up on Friday from 9 until 11:30 at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. Featuring national leaders in the dairy industry, the purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. DATCAP invites farmers, processors, businesses, businesses and global industry stakeholders to attend. The Global Dairy Summit will be held in the Tan Bark on the Expo grounds at Alliant Energy Center. It is free to attend with paid admission to World Dairy Expo, but pre-registration is encouraged. For more information and to register, you can check out datcap.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment and find out a little bit more. A new report finds huge challenges looming for Wisconsin's elder care industry. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Researcher Kevin Dosboy says by 2030, we're the state looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. As of last year, the state totaled about 80,000 beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo, and also today at the American Legion Post 245 in Cross Plains. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. The Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Boscobel at the Cronsage Park parking lot today from 11 until noon. The ADRC of Eagle Country Richland County office will be offering free Boost Your Brain and Memory classes. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and also focuses on memory strategies that participants can implement into their daily lives. This workshop will be held Thursdays beginning today through November 4th from 2:30 until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, contact ADRC at 608-647-4616. And donations for flood victims in North Carolina and Tennessee following Hurricane Helene are being accepted at Driftless Outdoors on Highway 80 North, Richland Center. Basic needs are bottled water and canned food, along with can openers if donating canned food. Organizers are planning to leave with a semi-load of donations by Friday. Please have your donations dropped off by Thursday night, tonight at 5. For more information, call 608-475-1219. Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric. Today's high temperature will reach the upper 70s, partly cloudy and mild conditions expected. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, then clearing later, a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, with a high of 70. And Saturday, temperatures in that upper 70 range, again, a chance of rain mentioned Saturday night at 30%. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 72. It was 54 at midnight. And right now we are at our overnight low. It is 39 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area schedule and an exciting finish in Milwaukee last night.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the local and area scene in high school sports tonight in the Ridge and Valley, volleyball tonight, Ithaca will be hosting Weston. Also, it'll be Kickapoo hosting Lafarge in volleyball, and there'll be a cross-country meet hosted by Kickapoo Lafarge, getting underway at 5 this afternoon at the Kickapoo facility. Riverdale volleyball team is on the road to Cuba City, and Boscobel will be at Darlington in the SWAL. There is soccer action. River Valley is playing at Wisconsin Heights High School this evening, and Richland Center will be versus Portage at Poinette High School. That one kicks off tonight at 6 for the Richland Center varsity team. Well, Jackson Cherio had a big moment in the sun last night, helping the Brewers to come back.
One and one on Jackson Cherio, homered in the first. The pitch, fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone! Sitting on the second homer of the night from Jackson Cherio.
Later in the inning, Garrett Mitchell delivered a two-run shot that gave the Brewers a 5-3 victory over the Mets. Cherio also opened the bottom of the first inning with a drive to right against Sean Manaea, becoming the youngest player to hit a leadoff home run in the postseason. Eight Brewers picked up a hit as Cherio, Bryce Terang, and Blake Perkins each had two. Following the game, Willie Adames was asked if he thinks that Jackson Cherio realizes what he means to the team.
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands the magnitude that, you know, that what he means to the team and for the whole organization. I mean, he's just 20 years old and he's been unbelievable.
And Garrett Mitchell commented on his big home run.
Pass it to the next guy. I mean, that was my mentality. I'm not trying to hit a homer there. It's a nice result, obviously, but my thought is pass it to the next guy. Keep it going. Because I know, like, especially with two outs, we've seen it all year long. It's like two outs doesn't really mean anything, you know? Like, it's two outs in the inning, but you know once we got two outs, we keep rolling too. You know what I mean? We just pass it from one guy to the next. But, man, I'm just proud of this team, man. Like, we just continue to fight.
It's win or go home for the crew tonight as Tobias Myers is scheduled to start for Milwaukee. Jose Quintana goes for the Mets. Elsewhere, San Diego 5-4 over Atlanta, Detroit 5-2 over Houston, and Kansas City 2-1 over Baltimore in the playoffs. The Mets at Milwaukee game is the only one in Major League Baseball tonight, so they will get the spotlight in the win or go home situation. Pregame time 5:30 on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch time, as dedicated by the TV networks, will be at 8 minutes after 6. Tonight, the NFL new weekend begins. Tampa Bay will play at Atlanta. Packers coach Matt LaFleur confirmed Wednesday that wide receiver Christian Watson will avoid landing on injured reserve after suffering an ankle injury Sunday. On Monday, LaFleur said Watson will miss a week or so, and avoiding injured reserve suggests the team thinks he'll be back within the 4-week window. Watson didn't practice on Wednesday. The 9th-rated Wisconsin volleyball team took care of business on the road, sweeping Rutgers 25-18, 25-14, and 25-18. Sarah Franklin led the Badgers with 12 kills as the Badgers hit 370 on the night. Wisconsin racked up 7 service aces. Also, the Badgers are back home Sunday after 3 straight road matches, and they will take on Washington in women's college volleyball. That's an update on sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simons Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Sidewalk ends and the road begins. We said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left a lot. Some people leave and never come back. Some stay in touch, some lose track. Your mind kept saying, come on, let's go. You started learning what you don't need to know. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, I'll wait for you. In the cold, dark night, you might come back. You had to go. Where the sidewalk ends, I'll never know. I'll stay here as long as I can last. Whistle's still blowing, but the train is gone. Ain't no wheels gonna take me from my home. Where the sidewalk ends, then the road begins. We said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends.
Straight from his movie Pure Country, Where the Sidewalk Ends. It's 11 before 7. Here's Kevin Denny on FM 100 Point.
Well, he wanted someone firmer, and he wanted someone younger, and he always had a thing for blondes. As it happened, his new secretary happened to be on that road. Cadillac tears don't hurt so bad. Cadillac tears, she ain't so sad. Well, she might have lost her wedding ring, but she took him for everything. No, mama didn't do too bad. Oh, she's crying big Cadillac tears.
sitting funny. Oh, she's emptied every shop in town. Oh, she bought a making diamond rings and lots of other shiny things to wear when she goes stepping out. And she's headed to her lawyer's cause this morning when he called her. He said chicks are piling up down here. Oh, she's crying big Cadillac tears. Cadillac tears don't hurt so bad. Cadillac tears, she ain't so sad. Well, she might have lost her wedding ring, but she took him for everything. No, mama didn't do too bad. Oh, she's crying big Cadillac tears. Seat, you know she gets a new one every year. All she's crying big Cadillac tears. Mama is crying big Cadillac tears. Big old Cadillac tears.
TV programs that debuted on this day, October 3rd, including Desperate Housewives in 2004, Friday Night Lights in 2006. That made its debut as well. And some biggies, including The Dick Van Dyke Show. That certainly very critically acclaimed show through the entire 1960s and won a lot of awards. According to Jim, that premiered in 2001, Dick Van Dyke Show in 1961. And maybe the most famous and biggest of all, The Andy Griffith Show, at its first episode on October 3rd of 1960.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
Coming up here, we'll update you on the news from ABC in just a little bit. Chances to win coming up as well. Stay tuned for that. Here is Bailey Zimmerman.
I see they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Count, but that don't matter now. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California, and there's no doubt because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, though, 'cause girl, you know I'm not, but I'll love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shot. Grace.